Moncrief on News Talk.
We were talking about the 90th birthday of Aer Lingus. It's also a big week for centenaries. 100 years ago, Miles Davis and Marilyn Monroe were born within a few days of each other. While Davis had, still has, devoted fans, it's nothing compared to the obsession with Marilyn. Every conceivable aspect of her life has not just been studied, but collected and monetized. The journalist Eleanor Halls is co-host of the Straight Up Pop Culture podcast, has been looking at the Marilyn Monroe, what you could call, grave robbing business. Good afternoon, Eleanor.
Good afternoon, Sean. Hi.
Yeah, describe the scene when she had just died and she was in the hospital, and it had started even then.
Yes. Well, she was taken to the morgue and the embalmer was, you know, working on her corpse, and he took what was known then to be falsies, kind of sort of foam inserts that you'd put underneath your clothes to accentuate your shape, in this case with Marilyn, her breasts. And he took them out because they no longer fit following the autopsy, and he put them in the bin. And similarly, they'd had to shave off some of her hair when they performed surgery to reduce the swelling on her neck, and that hair went in the bin. And an employee at the morgue, Alan Abbott, retrieved both the falsies and their locks of hair from the bin and stored them for decades in his home, and eventually went on to try to auction them for $50,000.
My word. Now, and in the intervening period, I mean, how many of her bras have been put up for auction?
Oh, so many. I was astounded looking at all the different lots, particularly with Julian's Auction House, which is the kind of major auction house that deals with celebrity memorabilia, and who are putting on this centenary auction on June the 4th. And yeah, I mean, it does make me feel a bit disturbed to think that her private undergarments are kind of stored in so many different private collectors' homes. And lots of these private collectors do tend to be men. And as I was speaking to, you know, several people for my piece in The Telegraph, I said to them, you know, why do you think so many of these private collectors are men? Is there something kind of sordid about that? And actually, both the co-founder of Julian's, Martin Nolan, and Scott Fortner, who is the owner of the biggest private collection of Marilyn Monroe memorabilia, said to me, well, actually, it's more of an investment. It's more about the investment world, which is so male dominated. There's a financial literacy gap, and they're such a big, they're such a good investment, these Marilyn Monroe memorabilia, and it tends to be men investing. That's why there's that sense that it's a male-dominated world, which can seem seedy when you're looking at it big picture.
Well, they would say that. I have this vision in my head of you know, a man lecturing a woman saying, you know what you should invest in? Bras. and also, like, x-rays of her have been sold. It's weird in the sense that the kind of abuse she got when she was alive seems to be just continuing after her death.
Yes, exactly. She was, you know, she experienced sexual abuse. She was financially exploited by the studios, famously underpaid. She had her nudes published by Hugh Hefner in his inaugural issue of Playboy without her consent, without payment. She, you know, famously said she had to pay for the copy of the magazine just to see them herself. And that seems to be continuing posthumously, which is just very sad.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
She did leave a will, and she left everything to her teaching teacher, Lee Strasberg, the famous acting teacher. But yeah, of course, then he died, and what happened to all those things?
Yes. So when he died, they were passed to his third wife, Anna Strasberg, and she basically then consigned them to Julian's auction house, and as a result they've just been sold and resold over the decades. I mean, when I spoke to Scott Fortner, who as I say is the largest private collector of Marilyn Monroe memorabilia, he said that Anna Strasberg has followed Marilyn's will to the letter. He believes that she made every effort to try and give her possessions to her nearest and dearest, as Marilyn had asked for, but that many of them had died. And then obviously, which is what happened with her pelvic x-rays, you know, they start off with a person in the right hands, but when they die, they go down, you know, to children or wives or whatever. And that's when they start getting passed around what seems like to the wrong people.
Yeah. Thanks a million for talking to us today, Eleanor. That was Eleanor Hall. She's a freelance journalist and co-host of the pop culture podcast Straight Up.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.